discussing what we were learning last week was he began with this concept of Hamtokas Hadinim B'Sharshan, that the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught that the place to be Mamtik harshness is in its source, and that the way to do that is through Das. Meaning, and he defines Das as serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dechil V'rechimu with love and with awe. That's the concept of Das. And by doing so, what we do is we elevate, we connect the matters that are going on in this world with the things that are going on above, and thereby the dinim fall away, and there is a shefa of rachman. He interpreted in the entire pasuk last week when we were learning of Yifka B'Mokum that was the concept of the ladder, and the avonim that they were putting on by his head, Marashoysa, was he took them back. He took the letters that were causing the dinim, and he took them and brought them back to their source. And as a result, what descended from above was rachamim, was compassion and mercy. Now, v'noida. Ki ha-golus v'ayidei slapshus hadinim. Golus is the product of his slapshus hadinim ahem milamayla. These dinim, the harshness that flows from above, come down ba'isan ha'umais in the form of those nations lahatza li'Yisrael, to cause pain to Klal Yisrael. That's the definition of galus. However, v'im ha'yil li'Yisrael emunazu, but if Klal Yisrael would have the faith, she'al yidei hadas, that through the bridge of das ve'isek ha'toyre in the study of Toyre b'dechidu v'rechimu with love and with fear, then there would be the sweetening of these dinim in the best way possible. And as a result, the evil would fall away. So if Klal Yisrael would have that emunah, so the nations would go up, meaning they would ascend with the Torah of Klal Yisrael. But they'd have a miserable fall. Once the separation of the good and the evil took place, they would end up totally falling away. But because Klal Yisrael lacks this emunah, Be'em is gomer in a true way. Is lekach ein ketz legolius? That's why we're suffering an endless galus. Because even those who do toil, in the words of Torah and Tefillah, Mikal Makim Kivin Shuba Leidas Beloy Dechila V'Rechimu Kama L'Mayla, because they are doing so without das, without love, and without fear, as we said above, is Ein Bechina Sulam. So we are lacking the ladder, Bechdei Sheyuchlo Lalis L'Mayla Dinim L'Sharsh, and we lack the vehicle to take the harshness and the judgment and to ascend it and bring it above, in order that it should be able to have this period, to have the separation of the good and the evil, to separate so that what would descend once again would be Shir Rachmim. Shezeh Imefsha, because this process of elevating the dinim is impossible. Ki'im al yedei hadas, unless we have the das. Vezeh soyd ha-golus. This is the secret of golus. Our das is in galus. Avur shein esik avidosan la Hashem Yisbaruch b'das, because the service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being done with the fullness of das. Alkeinu agalus. Therefore, we are in exile. Umiyut hadas, he says, and if you want to know what the diagnosis, the cause of the lack of das is, huayidei miyut emuno. If we really believed that this would change the situation, obviously all of us would look for the solution and we would do it. So if we really believed in the fact that das would make this difference, then we would invest in the das. Shu Pesach, emuna is the Pesach, v'shar and the gate. Lihikone is ba'al l'das, u'l'chol amidis. Emuna is the gate through which one can enter into das and to all the midis. Kusoid midas shvias, here he throws in some Kabbalah just to make sure we have no idea what we're talking about. This is the secret of the seventh midah, ulekach kosev b'sefer yitzira. Therefore, in Sefer Yitzira it says, lefikach bocha b'shviyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the sevens, tachas kol ha-shamayim, beneath all the heavens, Sheva Arotzois, Sheva Yamim, seven lands, seven seas, Ki Be'emes, Bechol Madregis, Bechol Elias, Elomais, because wherever we're talking, all Madregis and all Elias, Elomais, elevation of the Dinim, as he's been speaking about, Ho'ika, Hashar, Lashem, Hi Amuna, Midah Shvius. The main gate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Emuna, which is the seventh Midah. I have no idea. He brings here in the footnote that Malchus, which is the seventh Midah, is called Emuna in the Pri Etz Chaim from the Arizal. So evidently, Malchus and Emuna are synonymous. V'ata nova lebiya kavanas ha-medrash. Unbelievable explanation now in the Medrash that we opened with. The Medrash said as follows. Shara arba malchias, that Yaakov Avinu saw the four kingdoms, shal arba golias, of the four exiles. He saw them going up and descending. Soid hadinim, right? As we just discussed, they are the massive representations of the tzoras of Klal Yisrael, of these four nations. Right? Sho'el v'yodim, he saw them ascending and descending. Meaning, Yaakov Avinu saw that by a Jew toiling in avodah with das, with love and with fear, that we would be able to elevate whatever good they have, and to separate and to cause to descend and to degrade the evil within them after we elevated them. So Hashem says to Yaakov, you know, why aren't you going up? Pirish. What does that mean? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam just finished teaching Klal Yisrael. He showed them there that they should be going up and bringing down the Goyim. Yet, it's not happening. So he's saying, the question is, why isn't it happening? He says, the reason that it's not happening is because Yaakov Avinu, who is the Soid Adas, is not ascending. Why isn't he ascending? Because the Torah is not ascending appropriately, therefore, we're not able to be mamtik l'dinim, because he's not using das. Ki zeh e'efshir ki mal yedei das. The only way to destroy the goyim, those who are placing us in galus, is through das. Why is it not happening? Ki Yisrael hemiktani amonakam, as he said earlier. Because Klal Yisrael lacks the emuna that this works. V'al yidei zeh gam das begolus. And not only is Klal Yisrael in golus, but the very das that has the ability to remove Klal Yisrael is also in golus. Is v'zeh omer b'medrash. Therefore, the words that the medrash says is ilmole hemanta v'al yisa. Had you believed, then you would have ascended. Because the main tool, the key to believe and to make the das work is emuna. But achshav shaloi hemanta, continues the medrash. Now that you didn't believe, al yidei she'ein lem liyisrael hamuna gemura lezeh, because Klal Yisrael lacks the total, complete emuna for this. Shemayu oivdin came bedas. Which emuna? The emuna that says that if they would serve with full das, shubedechidu rechimu, which would be with love and with fear, hayinim takim kol adinim, then there would be an awesome hamtakas adinim, a sweetening of all the judgment. Vayeba kol tov li'olam, and all, only goodness would come to the world. And so because they lack this emuna, akein yu mishtabdin bohem ba'abigolias, says the Medrash. Therefore, Klal Yisrael is going to be in Galus, in the four Galus. Umikal Makam Kol Agoyim Etzik Kol, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But don't worry about it. At the end, I will destroy them. Kisoyv Kol Soyv Tzorach Lias Kain She Yispashit Adas Umar of Yisrael. Because ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to know that there will be Das and Amunah in Klal Yisrael. Whatever it needs to take place, it will happen. Ad Shiyu Kolim Kol HaUmah is to the point where because of the Das and the Amunah of Klal Yisrael, the Goyim will be destroyed. Shai Mishtabdan Yisrael, those Goyim who were Mishabed Klal Yisrael, V'yoivdu Me'oilam Hazeh U'Me'lam Abo, they will be lost from this world and from the next. Because of the sweetening, because there will be this division between the elevation of these experiences and the nefila of those goyim who are mishabed klal Yisrael. Kibemis. Av shenitim lahem leumis oylam oylam azel Yisrael oylam abba. This is a phenomenal paragraph here, because in truth, even though we know that there's a division, Klal Yisrael, like the Omis Ha'ilam are given this world, and Klal Yisrael is given Ha'ilam Abba, right? That's how it's mashma from the brachas and so on, that there's supposed to be this division. Lo Yisoymar, says the Maranaim, don't think, Shadvarim Kaviyasan, that it's mamash like you're saying, She'en li Yisrael Chedek by the Mazed, that we don't have our portion in this world. Can it be? Is it possible to say that the creation of all the worlds and every creation, small or big, was only for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, and yet you're going to claim that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have a chelik in Olam Hazeh? That's illogical. The pasuk says, with Yud Kei, Hashem created the worlds. Say Chazal, the Gemara in where is this Gemara? In Menachis. Sheba Ois Yud Nivra Olam Haba. That Olam Haba was created with a Yud. Obeis Hei Olam Hazeh. So because Hashem Tzur Olamim, says the Gemara, with Yud was Olam Haba, with Hei was Olam Hazeh. Shu Hei Rishonim Hashem HaMiyuchad. Says the Maranaim that this is the first Hei of the Shem Havaya. Ushnei Oisius Elu Nikroim B'Sefer Azoyer Trein Rein Delei Mispashen. These are called the two friends that never divide. Rak B'Chabur Achoda, the Yud and the Kei travel together, but the Yishum Pirut Klal without any division at all. V'chein Shnei Oilomai Shinivro Yodam. Therefore, similarly, just like the Yud and the Hey, are never separated, so too the two worlds that were created through the Yud and the Hey, gam ken tzrichim liyizbach tesachod, they too need to be unified, liyiz bibchinis trein reyin, to be these two reyin delay mispashin. Udenoida ki oilam hazeh nikr chaymer. How does one do this? This is done because this world is called the chaymer. This is a morale speech. Chaimer would be called, how do you translate Chaimer?
Physical.
Substance. Viguf, compared to Neged Olam Haba, compared to the world to come, Shubchinis Tzura Neshama. That's the image and the soul. So you have Chaimer Keneged Tzura, and Guf Keneged Neshama. Now, Gemayish Guf and Neshama, just like a body and a soul. Kol's man shem biyachad, as long as the body and the soul hang out together, bilti nifrid haneshama min haguf, before the neshama separates from the body, nikr chai. So then a person is called alive. Biyachar apreida, but after the division, nikr misa, it's called death. Kimo yikein oylem hazeh oylem haba. Similarly, we need to understand that oylem hazeh oylem haba. Tzichim Yisrael im ha'oylem hazeh lisnag al piyan neshama. When a Jew interacts with Olam Hazeh, in this world, we need to conduct ourselves according to the dictate of the Neshama. Shubchinas Olam Haba, meaning, Shalayei Nifrid Olam Hazeh Mi'Olam Haba, we can't live two existences. There can't be a separation between the Olam Hazeh aspect without having the Neshama of Olam Haba control it. V'la'asos tomid mechayim etzura, we need to attempt at all times to turn the chayim, to turn the, what was the word used before?
Substance,
and make it into a tzura. How? Ayyidei yizdachichus haguf, through the purification of the body, shu'a oylam hazeh, which is this world, l'bal yishtam shememenu b'moyis reis v'sigim, so that we don't utilize it for things which are unnecessary, maisres and sigim and psoilis and garbage, rather to use it essentially. Ki mashet tzorech mimeno, to use it for what is needed. Lefian hagas hatsura, according to the dictate, to the ownership of the image, shu oilam haba hamachay oisin, that gives it its purpose and its life. Ez v'nimtza, imho yisrael misnagim b'oilam hazeh im hatsura shaloi, as long as Klal Yisrael conducts themselves in this world with the tzura, is hayu achdus echad hatzura machayim, then there would be a total unity between the chaimer and the tzura. Why is dachichos hachaimer lihikare b'shem tzura? Moreover, it's not just that they're interacting together, but in essence, there would be a purification, a clarity of the chaimer to be called with the name tzura, but is tofel elov, because it is secondary. It's operating under the terms of the tzura. And therefore, so it would have the aspect, true, it would be Olam Hazeh, but it would be an Olam Haba Dike Tzura upon the Olam Hazeh. So true, Olam Hazeh Farziach, when it's to its own Tachlis, that Taka belongs to the Goyim. But Olam Hazeh, when it's owned and operated by Olam Haba, then it takes on the tzura of Olam Haba. That belongs to Klal Yisrael. That type of Olam Hazeh. So he goes, therefore, back to the theme of earlier. V'chol zeh idei hadas. Well, how can this unity take place between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, between the Chaimer and the tzura? That vayta takes place through das. Hamiyachid mikasha. It bonds and unifies. Shemutzav arza. Itak das is that which is mutzav arza. It's stands upon the earth, but its head reaches to the heavens. It's the bridge. The sulam is the bridge that connects. Das is the bridge that connects heaven and earth. Because if a Jew has das, then even when he's living in Olam Hazeh, it is alive. And therefore, Olam Hazeh would not prevent the Jew from seeing the greatest lights of above. Why? Because when we interact with Olam Hazeh in a spiritual way, according to the dictate of Olam Haba, then it's purified. Because there's a bridge, there's a bond between the Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, so the Olam Hazeh is not a barrier any longer. That there could even be a purification of the physicality of the body. Tzura would become one with the tzura, shu nishmas kol echad v'echad miyisrael, which is the neshama of every Jew. This ability of bridging heaven and earth is a uniquely Jewish concept. Because then it's not Olam Hazeh, it's Olam Haba. Ach mashenid in law umais, but that which was given to the nations, who are ribui v'amoisers, that is extras, the leftovers. She'en enechshev min kremes haguf, she'betoichem mislapshetz atzur, it's not even considered part of the kremes haguf, wherein the tzura normally clothes itself, she'olam haba. It's totally outside of it. That is a Olam Hazeh, which is an Olam Hazeh of Maisris. It's not the essential part. That's an Olam Hazeh which is unto itself. Because the Tzura component for them is completely outside. There's a spiritual world and there's a physical world. Whereas by Klal Yisrael, we have the ability and the mission of bridging these two. And v'sigim upsoi the she'emem chias klal, that they bind themselves with just the sigim and the psoilis, the imperfections. Shunikra elam hazeh meis, that's the world of death. She'em b'toich chias ha'kedusha, because it lacks in the life force of kedusha, v'apsoi the she'nitcha d'chutz, mekemes elam hazeh. It is the psoilis which is pushed outward from the stature of Eidem Azer, Shebetoich Islab Sheschias Eidem Abob, Bechinis Tereyan. This is totally outside of the structure of this Eidem Hazeh of the Jew, which has the Chiyus within it. Ki be'emes, because in the truth, he says, if a person wants to analyze this concept in truth, to a person who has any seichel yidah b'chush, he will see clearly. That if you look at the umas and how they use this world, who ma'us ma'id bein chias klal, it's revolting without any chias. And you could see clearly shudaber meis that it's dead b'li chias rak meisus v'leikar. It's not. It's secondary. But if Klal Yisrael lacks the Amuna and the Das, she is kashrus b'chumias the mazel atzur shalai. But if we lack the Das, which would connect the Olam Hazeh to its tzura, is nebach l'kach neifel olam tomid v'nifred machius. So what ends up happening is the world falls from its potential, and it's separated from its chius, uboyin kitirugim adinim lo'olam ayidei zeh, and unfortunately, this is the cause of the prosecution brought to this world through this. Ilule sheyashkam mitzadikim b'chol dor, were it not for the fact that there are several righteous people in every generation, hamikayimin es ha'olam, that sustain the world, ve'eminichin ha'isalip ha'ligamri, and they don't allow it totally to fall away, ayidei sheyesh lem das, because those few people have das, because they know how to serve a Kaddish Baruch with passion, with love, because those few people have the ability to transform the din to rachim, or mikashim oisay imatzura. This is the interpretation of the pasuk. We say, "Bekamim olai mireim tishman elznai." When the mireim come upon me, who are they? Shem tzorim aboyim mitzad adinim. This refers to those prosecutors, the tzorim, that comes from the vantage point of dinim. So, what does the pasuk say? Tishman elznai. My ears need to listen. Says Bechinis Shmia v'lei Dibur. What does this mean? Shmia v'lei Dibur, hearing and not speaking. Shani Malon, I'm able to elevate them lo'ilam hashmia, to a world of hearing. Shu olam hamachshava. Remember, we began the piece by talking about an olam hamachshava. V'sham nimtakim, and that's where the olam hamachshava is, where the dinim are able to be sweet. In the world of Mashiach, there will be, hello, you're still there? There'll be an excess of das in the world. And then because of that, because as he said earlier, this world will take on the neshama of Olam Haba, and there'll be a purification of this world. To become unified with the world to come. To become one with the tzura. And then all of that separation will take place. Then, in addition to the Ra falling, the nations who are holding on to that Ra will fall as well. Because then their life source is cut off. Continues the Maranai. V'zeu och Esav liyankiv. V'oyevus Yankiv. Pasuk in Malachi. Esav is a brother to Yankiv. Hu pirushehu. Ki ahava shal Yankiv nikeres hi. Ayideh shalinitin lehem ki mo'ilam hazeh. the love of Yaakov can be discerned through the fact that they were only given Olam Hazeh HaChai HaDavik B'Chaim Kamar. When is Klal Yisrael, when is Yaakov given Olam Hazeh? Only the type of Olam Hazeh Shu Tafel V'Davik LaTzura. Only if that Olam Hazeh is connected and a Tafel to the higher purpose. You find very often in Chazal that S suggests a tafel. This refers to the type of Olam Hazeh, shu tafel Olam Haba, umisachadim, and it's unified with it, shu b'chinas chayim, it's alive. Masha ein kin ves Esav sanesi, when the Pasuk says that he despises Esav, it refers to Haribu Shal Esav Shuloshan Toisvis Bivah Ve'ez Dafka. There's too much Tafel. Ki Al Kisanesi Yose Chelik Ma'ilam Hazeh Shein Bechias Klal. This refers to the hatred of a Olam Hazeh that has no life. It's Olam Hazeh unto itself. Is Nasati Yose La'Esav. That I gave to Esav Shein Re'uyin Loi. That's his world. That's his domain. Al Shen Gam Kim and Dukim Bechaim Klal, because they too, just like that Olam Hazeh, is not Mechuber at all, has no connection to Olam Haba. Similarly, the way Esav lives his life is the same thing. Al Shen Gam Kim and Dukim Bechaim Klal, Vishar Shem Esigim, they're supported by that world. Is Lekach Nitan Lem Olam Hazeh Ki Yoytze Ben, therefore they are given an Olam Hazeh just like they are. That is the world of those sigim, of those psoilus. But a very stark avetor now. But the type of Olam Hazeh, which is beloved and cherished by Hashem, this Olam Hazeh, where we say brachas, where we bring a tzura into it, where we experience it with a higher purpose, that is given to Klal Yisrael, Mepnen Shu Akoil Achdus Echod, Elikusa Elyon, V'Yisrael, V'Atoyre, V'Elam Abba, V'Elam Hazeh. Get a load of that. We throw it all into one pile, into one unit. Hakol Echdus Echod, Elikusa Elyon, the highest Getlachkeit, Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Ve'atoyre, Ve'olam Haba, Ve'olam Hazeh. She'al Yidei Kulan, through all of these, Nimshach Ispashtus HaLikush, we draw Ispashtus HaLikush into Olam Hazeh. Rak Shezeh B'Pnimius, here in Olam Hazeh, it's internal, V'zeh B'Chitzoinis, B'Chinis Levush V'Guf, She'B'Chinis Ha'olam Haba, Mislabesh B'Toychai. Our Olam Hazeh, if you look in its neshama, if you look in its inside, then you find the Olam Haba. V'tzorech la'achtoy achtus klol yishiyo lachodim. It's our mission to make it unified. Meaning, she'yasem chumrius Olam Hazeh. Our mission is to take the physicality of this world and turn it into a tzura. K'bei beguv v'nefesh adam, just like it is in the human body. Zenitin, this mission is nitin yisolam k'roivoy v'ein lezorim itom shum chelek v'achiza b'chelek zeh Olam Hazeh. In this type of Olam Hazeh, this is exclusively ours. They have no part in it. Ad bias hagoyel b'meher b'yameinu, until Mashiach comes speedily in our days, shazi yizdachus kol chomrius li'ayin, then all manifestations of crass physicality will be purified. And the kachye nikra rak shem echod Olam Haba, then there will only be Olam Haba, because once the Olam Haba is revealed, the Olam Hazeh falls away. Then there will not be any separation. It will all be one unification. Amen. Netzach Sela Va'ed. Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Amen. V'Amen. So this is all. If you had to title the piece, and give this one a title, it would be The Unbelievable Benefits of Das. Of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with awe and with fear and its benefits. It serves as the bridge, not only between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, but the bridge which serves to be mamtik any dinim upon Klal Yisrael, that to take the and elevate it, and that was the conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yaakov Avinu. He was telling him that this is the necessary component to bring down those nations that we saw going up, that the sulam is das, and that sulam is the key, is the tool to the descent of the nations that bring the tzoras to Klal Yisrael. Very appropriate to finish this when all these goyim are meeting in Annapolis to bring down Klal Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Yomen, we should talk and bring about their Mapala by serving with das.